Come rain, snow or shine, Sart Lip First Nation Elder Carl Olson never misses a Tuesday at his post by Goldstream Provincial Park on the Trans-Canada Highway. Tucked safely behind a concrete barrier next to Finlayson Arm Road, Olson, whose given name is Zavijut, holds up placards with the slogan, Save the Salmon, in protest of the province's plan to widen the highway. He has been a familiar face for Malahat drivers since early 2023, supported by a grassroots group of activists named the Goldstream Protectors, who share the same fears as him, that the project will threaten the Goldstream River's salmon spawning grounds and cause long-lasting harm on the surrounding ecosystem. They meet every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon, attempting to rally support and raise awareness for their cause. I'm here to be the voice for the salmon, Olson says. A voice for the environment, it needs to be protected. To improve the safety and reliability of the Malahat Corridor, the province proposes widening 1.7 kilometers of the highway near the provincial park, plus the installation of over 1.5 kilometers of a median barrier. However, the highway would remain one lane in each direction. The Goldstream Median Barrier Widening Project also proposes enhancing the existing park trail that runs parallel to the highway overlooking the river and a pedestrian trail bridge over the river to connect local trails. But according to a January 2024 environmental assessment report, the improvements will come at a cost. Even with mitigation measures in place, the project is expected to cause long-term environmental damage. Mature coniferous forest habitat would be permanently lost, explains the report submitted to the Ministry of Transportation and Transit, including the potential loss of ecosystems listed as endangered or vulnerable. Riparian vegetation near the Goldstream River would also be removed, causing the permanent loss or alteration of important habitat for salmon and amphibians. The report also notes that wildlife habitat would shrink and become fragmented, and nearby cliff areas could see the loss of roosting sites for bats. Protesters also believe the project includes the clearance of over 700 trees from the west bank of the river, destroying the shade canopy needed to keep the water cool for spawning fish. To offset any negative environment impacts, the report says a number of supplementary activities have been included in the project, including upstream habitat restoration, removal of existing invasive weed species and highway drainage improvements. Protesters line the Malahat Highway next to Goldstream Provincial Park to raise awareness about construction plans. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream News Gazette. Olson, however, is not convinced. There won't be a recovery there. There's going to be a number of areas that will be 100% affected. The ministry, know that, he says. It's misleading to the public about what's happening here. But awareness is growing, Olson says, with drivers honking their horns in support and curious passers-by stopping to ask questions. Many shocked to discover the province's plans and their impact. They had no idea, Olson said. We've had people from China, from all over the world, that stop and talk about how beautiful Goldstream is. Thousands of people come to watch the salmon run in awe of something that happens every year and every 4 years for the salmon. Not just a popular tourist attraction, the stream and its salmon run are also an important lifeline for the WSANEC communities, who, under the Douglas Treaties, have the right to harvest fish from Goldstream, Olson explains. Salmon provide food security for families who can't afford to go to the grocery store every day, he adds, especially during the winter months. Water is life for all of us, said Olson. And to try and change the whole habitat here, you're going to take away something from our community and the thousands of people that come here to enjoy it every year. For Olson, to improve safety on the Malahat stretch, the solution is simple. Lower the speed limit and clamp down on distracted drivers using their cell phones. They could also put rumble strips down to slow the traffic down, he suggests. Protesters say the province's Goldstream Median Barrier Widening Project will harm important salmon habitat. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream News Gazette. The province announced the widening project in 2018, and because of COVID-19 restrictions, conducted public engagement online, which ended in September 2020. Last year, the province included $162 million for the plan in its February 2024 budget. However, in September, the Ministry of Transportation and Transit said there is no confirmed cost or timeline for the project at this stage. The ministry also said it is consulting with local First Nations and other stakeholders on the project to address environmental and cultural concerns. Updates will be shared as consultations progress, they said in an emailed statement. Olson, meanwhile, hopes decision-makers will go beyond consultations and spend time at the site itself. "When you're out here being a part of nature, you learn how to love this place and you want to care for it," he says. "I wish they would come out of their office and come here to realize that you can't mess with this place." But if the province won't come to Olson, he'll go to them. In a change to the normal Tuesday schedule, next month, Olson, the Goldstream Protectors and Wilderness Committee will bring the protest to the front lawn of the legislature, Wednesday, October 22, from noon until 1 p.m. Olson encourages folks to join him, First Nation drummers and speakers from Elders for Ancient Trees, to learn more about the campaign. "As an older person in my community, I feel it's time to stand and be with nature," he says. "And let the public know that they have a voice as well. It's really important that people who want to save these types of places are heard."